This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And in the studio today, she is the executive director of the Flathead Building Association. And today we're talking about the Home and Garden Showcase. Welcome back to the show, Jesse Walters. Jesse.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again. It's too bad we only get to see you once a year.
Hopefully twice this year for Parade of Homes.
If we do that in September. We'll definitely talk about that in just a few minutes. Let's talk about yourself, though. I know you've been on the show before, but for those who haven't heard about you and of you, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Great. Yeah, I'm the executive director of Flathead Building Association. So I've been there about 6 years. I live here in the Valley in Big Fork. And the FBA, Flathead Building, where a lot of people know us from Home and Garden Showcase or the Parade of Homes. We're a local trade association for all the builders and building-related suppliers and trades in the Valley.
Let's find out about how you got into this and your background just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a roundabout way. Originally, my brother is a builder. He lives in New Hampshire. I grew up in New England. And I actually worked for him when I was in high school and college in the summer, which I really enjoyed. And then I kind of went off in different directions. I was a teacher for a time and then worked in a lot of outdoor education. I lived in Utah for about 15 years and did a lot of outdoor education, conservation kind of work. But then I came up to the Flathead a lot from Utah and just loved this area and always hoped I'd have an opportunity to, if I found a good job, to move up here and ended up working with the Building Association.
That's so great. So you grew up in New England.
Yeah.
What was the weather like where you lived? Where did you live?
Yeah, I grew up in Maine and Massachusetts, and it's actually kind of a lot like here, especially Maine. It's similar, kind of, you know, I always say it's kind of like the Flathead is like a supersized Maine. The rivers are bigger and the mountains are bigger, but it's kind of similar.
Everything's bigger in Montana.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have the accent. You must have lost it.
I know. My brother does.
Does he? Okay. Well, so we have a big event coming. This Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
What is it? Just in a nutshell, that's how we'll start this thing. What is the whole showcase about?
Yeah, it's an awesome show. It's all building related, home and garden, anything you can think of that you'd want to do on your home, on your property. We've got roofing, flooring, siding, furniture, cabinets, landscapers, plant centers, anything you'd want to do. It's kind of an extravaganza for anything home and garden related. It's a great place.
I mean, we're there. It's March here. And so this is going to be a big thing. People love this this whole idea of getting a head start on
it
their,
is. That's
their
a great head start. It's perfect timing because it's a little too cold to be actually doing anything in your yard yet. So it's kind of, but we've all got like cabin fever and we all want to start thinking about this stuff. So it's perfect chance to start your planning and talk to the professionals and get ideas and brainstorm. It's a good chance to talk to people who really know what they're doing and can line up some work or line up some professionals.
Yeah, this is the Flathead County Fairgrounds, and you already have a lot of vendors lining up.
We do. Yeah, we have just about 100 vendors, so we've got a really nice full show this year.
So 100 lined up already.
100 lined up already. We do have, if anyone here, I'm not sure if we'll have room right up before the show, but we have 100 lined up already of really, you name it, any kind of paving companies. We've got sheds, docks, equipment rental. We have flagpoles. Really anything you can think of for your property or your home.
Wow. So, and this is a kind of in conjunction with the Building Association?
Yes. So Flathead Building Association, most of the exhibitors are our members, but we do have other folks, vendors that are not FBA members. But for Flathead Building Association, all the members are reviewed, they're vetted. So if you need a project done on your home, we do have a directory online, buildingflathead.com. We have all our members listed. And folks can go there to find a professional. We also have Builder Connect, which is a program they can fill out an inquiry form, and that goes to all the builders in the association. There's about 40 of them, and they can look those over and see if it's a project that they can take on.
Well, that's interesting. So what is Builder Connect again?
Builder Connect is just for full building projects or major remodels, so not for just smaller jobs, but If you need a builder, so it's a good time. You know, obviously people are really busy, the builders are busy, but if you need to find someone, you can fill out a form on our website that just has your contact info and you describe your project. And it goes to all our builders and they look through and kind of self-select if it's something that they would be able to take on, and then they'll reach out and call you.
Jeez, where was that when I was building? That's a great idea.
It's a good idea. Then you don't have to, and you know, it's all of the builders are in the association. They're all licensed, they're insured, they're reviewed. So it's good to know that you're starting with a core group of responsible professionals and people that know what they're doing.
Great. Well, we're going to come back and talk more about the whole thing is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and we'll tell you more about it. I want to talk about exhibitors and some specifics on that and so much more. It's coming up on Focus on the Flathead, Part 2. And, of course, this show brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on Focus on the Flathead again. This show always brought to you by our great sponsors, and that is Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Remember, the archive's available anytime at KJJR.com. And we're back with Jesse Walters. We're talking about the Home and Garden Showcase at the Flathead County Fairgrounds. Jesse, there's a lot of nonprofits involved in this as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's something we love to highlight at the show each year. We try to support our local nonprofits. One is the Kalispell Student Built House. So they're a construction class through Flathead High School, and they will be there. The students will be there to show off their project. They build a home every year from start to finish. So great project. It's a great trades education for those kids.
The home is built on a predetermined location, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, they sell the home each year, and then they have to buy a lot. They build it and sell it. So.
Wow, that's great. And you get a big grand prize thing you're doing, too, the grand prize shopping spree.
Yes, that is sponsored by one of our great supporters, City Service Falcon, and they have a place you can come in. There's a booth you can fill out. They do it all online now, so it's really quick and easy. And then you can win a $1,000 shopping spree to any FBA member. So any of the suppliers or groups like that, if you're in the market for you need cabinets or some kind of product, you have $1,000 to put towards that. So.
Oh, nice. And hours again, 10 to 6 Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday, and lunch falls right in the middle. And I'm assuming we get food and beverages and all kinds of fun stuff.
There's some great food vendors at the show. We've got the rescue dogs. I think they'll be out front. And we've got 406 Barbecue and a great lady that sells coffee and banana bread and ice cream, so some snacks, things like that. So, yeah, it's a great way to come and have lunch or early dinner and come in and enjoy the show.
So let's talk about some of the vendors. People want to know who's coming, who's going to be there. Let's hit some highlights.
Yes. So we've pretty much got any category you could think of for your home or garden project. Just some that we've got Plantland. They're always just awesome. They do a beautiful booth, and that's perfect for spring fever. You know, nothing will be green and blooming outside, but they just kind of recreate that inside every year. It's great. We've got Sliders. They always do a great display with tools and a lot of things you can sometimes buy right at the show. We've got Direct Source. They've got their cabinets. We've got the hot tub folks, Escape Now Spas, and Big John's. They always do an awesome hot tub display. We've got Builders First Source with all their materials. We've got A1, the vacuum and sewing company. We've got a number of landscapers, a number of roofing companies that'll be there. Really, you name it, anything you could think of.
This sounds amazing. It always is, though, right?
It is, yeah.
So come on out. This is the weekend. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about the Parade of Homes. Is that going to happen this year?
We're planning on it. Parade of Homes, mid-September. So it'll be usually right around the middle of September. And yeah, we're just kind of getting the process in order now. And then we'll be reaching out to our builder members in a couple weeks. And we're looking forward to it. As you know, there's a lot of building in the valley and a lot of beautiful homes. So we're excited for the opportunity to...
I have always wanted to ask you the question, how do you pick those beautiful homes?
Well, they have to be a building association member. So we start with our members. And usually it comes from the builders sometimes the homeowners they're just really proud of their home and they want to show it off. And sometimes the builders, it's just a beautiful project that they want to share. And a lot of times the different subcontractors as well, because there's so much that goes into the home. So if it's one that they really feel will be a good fit to share. And they can be remodels. Sometimes there are major remodels. They can be any range of homes. We love it when we have entries into the parade that are kind of more normal homes, we like to say, because it's it's fun to go and see these dream homes. But then there's others that people like to go and say, I could buy that or I could build a home like that. So it's a great way to just get ideas. It doesn't have to be a multi-million dollar home that you're building. You can get great ideas for projects and products and materials and just kind of get inspired. And there's so many cool things that are in houses now, new homes that just blow your mind. So it's fun to just kind of see it all and get ideas.
Well, keep in touch with us. We want to know if it's happening, when and where, and all the particulars.
I will. Be glad to.
Little recap. Again, give us a final recap of where it is, the building showcase, tickets, all that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, we've got the Home and Garden Showcase Saturday, Sunday, Flathead County Fairgrounds. You can buy tickets at the door. Tickets are $5. You can buy them at the door or online, buildingflathead.com. Kids under 18 are free. We also make it free to veterans and military. So if they bring their military idea, they and their families can come in for free. So.
Nice. Well, thanks for being here, getting us all up to date. We look forward to hearing from you again very soon. Our guest has been Jessie Walter. She is the executive director of the Flathead Building Association. We've been talking about the Home and Garden Showcase. Jessie, thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Focus on the Flathead with News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Once again, our great sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We will see you next week right here on Focus.